we keep it matters sporting and say hello to Ashfaq Mohammed, who is the digital sports editor at Independent Media. And Ashfaq, perhaps let's start with the reflections by the Blitzboker coach saying that they gave away easy tries to New Zealand yesterday. You'd agree with that, right? Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Africa. Yes, definitely. You know, just not controlling position when they had the lead at 21-14, you know, I think with less than 2 minutes to go, you would have expected them to just secure the victory from there. And that would also have knocked New Zealand out of the cup competition, which is important in terms of the log because New Zealand, of course, are the Dubai champions from last week. So to have gotten them out of the cup side of things would have really been a wonderful thing for the Blitzboks on the overall log. But now, I mean, even with the final move there, they just had to catch a ball, and if it had to be a draw, New Zealand also would have been knocked out. But, you know, there was an incident with a referee, Damien Murphy from Australia, perhaps missed the infringement by the New Zealand player where he knocked Siviwe through his Wapi's arm as he was in the air catching the ball. Now, of course, we know if a player goes up in the air, you can't touch him, actually. But he deliberately knocked his hand, and that caused him to lose the ball forward. So that should actually have been a penalty to the South Africans. But be that as it may, you know, that as Neil Powell says, that's a lesson they need to learn, you know, the Scotland game, the quarterfinal, because you can't make such mistakes, you know, no matter what.
You certainly can't. It's going to cost you dearly. They did come out strongly against Samoa, winning 22-12 and then thrashing Zimbabwe 43-0. And what I saw on the field yesterday was a much improved team from the team that took to the Dubai Sevens field.
Yeah, that was clear. And Neil said before this tournament as well, I spoke to him as well, is that, you know, before the Dubai tournament, they didn't have many preparation games. You know, there wasn't, I think in the past they've had even like a mini tournament in Stellenbosch before playing Dubai Sevens. So this time that didn't happen, and you could see in the performance. So now a week later, obviously there's more training done. They've been through a tournament. They almost beat Fiji in their last Dubai game for the fifth place playoff. So all those kind of things would have contributed to a better performance this time. Of course, in front of your own crowd, you know, the Cape Town Stadium was rocking whenever the Blitzboks played yesterday. And they're going to hope that also will carry them a bit in the cup quarterfinals today.
And how does that contribute to the level of pressure, though, they'll be feeling? It is home. They are wearing a Madiba shirt-inspired top, which I think is absolutely beautiful, by the way.
Yes, and wonderful.
It truly, truly is. Mm-hmm. I imagine that just adds to the expectation that South Africans always have of the Blitzboker, particularly when they're playing at home.
Yeah, but remember, they are the league the defending champions, you know, 2 years in a row. So I think they do handle that kind of pressure, and I think they thrive on the pressure as well. You know, it gives them a sense of purpose, knowing that they can't let the supporters down, and that will ensure that they put in extra effort and go through every possible detail. And especially perhaps in hindsight, it's almost good that they lost the last league game last night, because if they'd won it, you know, it just it comes with victory. You have confidence. And you perhaps overlook minor issues or any defensive errors if you win the game. But now that they lost, there is going to be much more intricate detail going into making sure that doesn't get repeated, but particularly the defensive lapses. You know, there were just too many guys slipping around. I know because of a bit of rain in the build-up, perhaps the field may have been a bit slippery than normal, but really they shouldn't have missed those tackles.
Now, the coach, Neil Powell, saying that he'll indicate today whether or not he'll be fielding Muller du Plessis, who took a hard knock when they were playing Samoa early in the morning in their opening game. What impact will it have not having Muller on the field?
I mean, Miller's done really well. He's a youngster. I think he was in school still last year even. And he's a big boy, so he's really done well. But the reserve is Selwyn Davids, and I've seen enough of him to know that he will also make a huge impact if he comes through. He's electric. He's really quick feet. He can step a guy. He's got pace and skills and all of those things. So as much as Miller du Plessis has done well, they've got a ready-made replacement in Selwyn Davids, who also came through last weekend when Justin Khedel got injured. So obviously they would want Miller to be fit. it, but if he doesn't make it, Selwyn is more than capable of stepping up.
In the Cup quarterfinal, we take on Scotland at 4 minutes past 12. That will be followed by Fiji and Spain at 26 past 12. Australia take on New Zealand at 12:48. And then the USA will take on England at 10 minutes past 1, the last of the quarterfinals. And of course, depending on who the victors are of those respective matches, that then determines the semifinals and indeed the finals at the end of the day. South Africa should, with some hard work, go past Scotland, surely.
Well, should is the operative word there, you know. It's now, everything is on the line. And perhaps that will also give the Blitzbox some clarity, because they often find day one to be a bit tricky, because, you know, you've got to get through your pool, so, you know, and sometimes you want to hold some players back for later on in the tournament. But now that's gone, you know, so now everything is all in now. They've got to beat Scotland. There's just no other way. So I think that will help him in that regard in terms of ruthlessness. Of course, Fiji is always a strong side, New Zealand, Dubai champions, and USA, England, I think, is probably going to be one of the most interesting of the quarterfinals. The Americans are really stepping up in sevens rugby, and we know England knocked the Blitzbox out at the Cup quarterfinal last weekend in Dubai. So really one to look forward to.
Indeed. Ashfaq, final question. This is the fourth year that Cape Town is playing host to the second leg of the Seven Series. It continues to be an important calendar item for the Seven Series, and certainly for Cape Town, because we show up, and we show up with a lot of passion and love for the game of rugby.
Absolutely wonderful. Just walking around Cape Town Stadium yesterday, Africa. Such a vibe, you know, everybody's getting to the spirit of it. They get dressed up and everybody's just having such a good time. And the weather, of course, also played its part. And I believe that today will even take it to another level, because it wasn't quite sold out yesterday, but the tickets for today's games sold out, I think, within 2 hours of it going on sale for the Sunday action. So it's going to be, you will feel and see the bigger crowd and walking around there as well, whereas yesterday there was a bit of room to maneuver. But yeah, the Cape Townians certainly getting to the party atmosphere, and it's going to be another wonderful occasion.
No doubt. Thank you very much, Ashfaq. Do enjoy day two of Cape Town 7. Ashfaq Mohammed is the digital sports editor at Independent Media. Did you go to Cape Town 7s yesterday? Are you planning to go today? If you were there yesterday and you took some pictures and videos and like to share those, you're most welcome to do so by sending us a WhatsApp message, 072-567-1567, or even calling me on 021-446-0567 and reflecting on, hopefully, what was a marvelous experience for you and your friends and family.